Hello and welcome to Conversations. I'm Noah Epstein.
And I'm Olivia Barrios-Johnson.
Today we're talking all about the Oscars, including the slap heard around the world, best dressed, and winners from the day. We'll also be talking about April Fool's Day, which is on Friday. But first, Olivia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. You know, it's actually pretty cold today, and I'm surprised. Yep. You know, it is springtime, but it feels like we're back in January, so a little bit cold, but this morning was all right. Had a good breakfast. What about you?
That's great. I mean, the last couple of weeks, yeah, it's been a little bit warm, and then this week just started getting really cold.
Yeah.
Yesterday was in the 20s, today in the 30s. I just wanted to go back to, you know, 50s, 60s weather.
Yeah.
And it's already going to be April soon, so we'll see how that goes. You know, unfortunately, I missed the last episode because I was in Atlantic City covering the MAC men's and women's basketball tournaments. And
how did it go? Did you have a good time?
I had a great time, Olivia. I had an amazing time. It was so much fun covering these teams. It was, okay, basically this is what happened. We got there, we get to the arena, and I'm with 11 other members of student media from Quinnipiac. And as soon as we get there, we don't really know where to sit. Last year when they went, it was, you know, COVID rules. They had to wear masks in the arena. They had to sit in the nosebleed seats, like third or fourth level, wherever. And we get there and they show us to our seats literally right on the court.
Wow.
It was so
nice.
Cool. Right on the court, no masks. It was I got the full experience of a journalist covering a sports game.
That's good.
And it was really cool. I did 7 articles in total in 5 days. 6 basketball articles, 1 esports article, actually, which is very interesting. But yeah, it was a really good time, and it was probably the coolest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, and what was it like, you know, with the quick turnaround for all those articles? How were you able to do it?
Well, so I can't do any articles, or any work for that matter, in noise, like when there's noise around me. So what I would do is I would go back to, you know, the room wherever I was rooming with, and then I would separate myself from everyone else and go to the lobby. So I did 6 of my 7 articles in the hotel lobby by myself in the lounge. And it was nice. It was like, you know, a nice couch, a soft couch with the outlet right next to me.
Right.
And I would just knock them out.
Yeah, get in the zone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. I would get in the zone and finish them within 2 to 3 hours.
That's good.
And then send them to my editor. And then they get out on the website, theqbsn.com, by the way.
Shout out to them. Well, yeah, that sounds like a really great opportunity and to grow as your skills. And my spring break, like I said in the last episode, I was planning on relaxing, and I'm super glad that I was able to do that. I watched a lot of Netflix and hung out with my parents and my dog. So it was a good at-home staycation, but it was good to, you know, rest and re-energize for the next weeks before the semester's finally finished.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt, because after Atlantic City, that was a lot of work. It was great to, you know, get the week to relax at home.
Right.
With my dogs and, you know, brother and mom. It was cool.
Yeah. So, the Oscars.
The Oscars.
They recently came out. It was on Sunday night. And a lot came from it. Noah, what do you have to say about it?
Okay, let's talk about what everyone's been talking about. It's going to happen eventually. All the listeners want to hear about it. So Chris Rock made a G.I. Jane joke in reference to Jada Pinkett Smith's bald head. And he apparently did not know that she had alopecia, which is, you know, a condition where it causes you to lose hair. And then it was interesting. Will Smith appeared to laugh at the joke initially.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he clapped his hands once, laughed. And then you could see in the frame where it showed Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, that Jada had like an eye roll.
Yep.
And she clearly did not like the joke.
Yeah.
So we did not get the one thing that I'm very upset about, actually, is we don't have any footage of those 2 seconds where Will clearly look, we assume that he looks over at his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, and sees that she's upset by the joke. But I really wish we had that footage, because that was like the only piece of footage we don't have. Anyway, then obviously Will Smith gets up out of his seat, you know, marches over to Chris Rock on stage,
yep,
slaps him, and it's just crazy because originally when I'm watching this live and I'm like, oh, okay, it's a bit. They, you know, it's, mm-hmm, it's a, you know, pre-organized bit that they had planned out. And then he gets back to his seat and Chris Rock's still laughing. You know, he said Will Smith slapped the S out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Gets back to his seat and starts yelling.
Yeah.
Yelling with a you know, very, very, very angry look.
Yeah,
on his
that
face.
Voice carried.
Yes, it definitely carried. He was in the front row. He could have been in the back row. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy to me because then I was looking around. I was watching with all my suite mates, and we were looking around like, wait, is this real? Is this, like, originally we thought it was fake, but it was like, is this real? Is mm-hmm. this actually happening right now? Because the audio went out on the live stream.
Yep.
And then
did.
We obviously got the Australian version, I want to say.
Yeah, it was another version where we can actually hear what he said. And he basically was yelling at Chris Rock, you know, keep my wife's name out of your mouth.
Yeah.
And like twice. And then Chris Rock proceeds to say, you know, it was a good joke. Like, come on. Trying to keep the flow going, I guess. But yeah, I also thought like this couldn't have been a real thing until, like you said, they cut out the audio. And I was like, oh, snap. This was not planned, and they just had to cut the audio out because they didn't know what they were going to say next.
Yeah, I mean, props to Chris Rock for saying, greatest night in the history of television.
Right,
like, just brushing
yeah.
it off like that, making a joke. But yeah, he was very surprised. He was like, it was a G.I. Jane joke.
Mm-hmm.
It was so, I don't know, it was like a real moment of him being like, really, man? Really? And then Will being like, yeah, really. It was just a very real authentic moment of two people that are not happy with each other at the present moment.
Yeah.
Two stars that
out. And, you know, it blew up on TikTok as it normally would have. And a lot of people were saying a lot of different, you know, their thoughts on it. Some people said that it was Will standing up for his wife and saying that, you know, they don't see a problem with his actions and that he was just making a statement and saying that this is my wife. I don't want anyone to disrespect her. And also, some other people were saying that it was not okay for him to have done that, especially at the Oscars. You know, this is a very prestigious night and event where people win awards, and that was not the right setting for him to do that. And he should have, you know, confronted him after the show or backstage, like, hey, that wasn't cool. So there's a lot of differing opinions on what ended up happening.
This isn't the first time also that Chris Rock has made a Jada Pinkett Smith joke. He clearly likes to make jokes about Jada and Will. So back in 2016, when Will Smith was not nominated for his performance in Concussion, Jada Pinkett Smith boycotted the Oscars. And Chris Rock hosted the Oscars. And he made a joke about, you know, Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited in the first place. So that was clearly just targeted at Jada, just a, you know, a mean comment towards her. So that probably explains the eye roll, because that history, that means to me that Jada heard that joke that Chris Rock said about her and made an eye roll towards, like, really, another joke that you specifically are saying about me, which is why, not that this matters, which I'll get into that, but I think that is why, like, if anyone else said that, I don't think Will Smith has that reaction. But because it was Chris Rock and he has that history of the joke that he made about Jada Pinkett Smith, I think that might have been his breaking point towards Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, you know, Will and Jada have been in the media a lot, you know, the entanglement talks, red table talks. So they're always being talked about. And so we don't know the extent to which, you know, their relationship and what's going on personally for them. But there could have been a whole other reason as to why Will decided to act the way he did, that we don't see on TV, that we don't see, and stuff happening behind, you know, closed doors. But yeah, that was just definitely something not a lot of people saw coming at all.
You just said how Will and Jada have been in the media a lot.
Yeah.
They've been in the media a lot because they're famous celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
They're A-listers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's Will Smith.
Yeah.
So Will Smith also, and Jada, sitting front row at the Oscars. Like, they're big time. Will Smith's about to win Best Actor.
Yeah.
And at these Academy Awards, at the Golden Globes, wherever, I mean, my mind goes to Ricky Gervais. Like, jokes are said all the time, downgrading the actors and the writers and the directors and whoever. There are mean jokes, there are, like, you know, jokes that people say are out of hand, stuff like that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Smith, it's not like he's a new timer. That's what I he's been at these awards where he's been made fun of. He's been at the awards where his friends have been made fun of. So you have to have some self-control. Like, I know that might sound bad coming from me or whatever, but you simply cannot do that. You can't walk up and slap someone because they made a mean joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand he could have thought it was out of taste because of the alopecia, but it's just, you just can't simply slap someone and then be able to return to your seat. And then, I'm not going to go as far as say he shouldn't have won Best Actor, because that's different, but maybe someone else could have accepted it for him and he could have been removed or something. Like, it was just weird how, you know, if, let's be honest, if that happens to a writer or like a random person, if they just randomly walk up on stage and slap whoever's talking, whoever's making a joke, they're going to get taken away from the Oscars.
Mm.
But because he's Will Smith, he gets to stay.
Yeah,
it was the whole situation was very odd.
Yeah, and I did see that a lot of people also commented like, oh, when he got his award, he didn't even really apologize directly to Chris. So there were people saying that he should have done that as well, and gone from there. But he did still win his award, so.
So he did not apologize to Chris live when he won the award, but he did make an internet apology.
Okay.
Afterwards, a couple days ago. So he said this: "Violence in all of its forms is poisonous and destructive. My behavior at last night's Academy Awards was unacceptable and inexcusable. Jokes at my expense are a part of the job, but a joke about Jada's medical condition was too much for me to bear, and I reacted emotionally. I would like to publicly apologize to you, Chris. I was out of line and I was wrong. I am embarrassed and my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. There is no place for violence in a world of love and kindness."
You know, I don't know. This is, I don't know.
Well, it's very good that people made their public apologies and all.
Yeah, because definitely people would have said, you know, why didn't they say anything after? Where's the apology? Where's, you know, there is that expectation now, especially with social media. If something does happen that's wrong, to say, you know, I apologize and let the fans know what's going on in their minds after something does happen.
But I mean, this topic of where is the line for a comedian has been talked about for years, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's like, where, like, can you cross a line? Is there, like, a gray area? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because there's definitely, like, older shows that people will watch now and be like, yeah, that would not fly in 2022.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, that would not be okay. And then there's some people that are like, oh, this generation is so sensitive and they need to get over themselves. It's just a joke. So it is really hard. And I'm not a comedian myself, but at all in any sort. But, yeah, there is. There's certainly a line.
I feel like with my thought is with jokes I've heard in the past said about people, not even like in the way, way past, even like in the last few years.
Yeah.
I feel like this doesn't rank like number one at all in terms
of. Okay. So you felt like it was like a more like, it was.
It surprised just a, me.
Yeah.
It surprised me that.
He got upset about that joke.
Mm. Like, think about it. He could have made a joke about the entanglement. That would have been, think about it. That would have been worse in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like people have definitely made jokes about the entanglement before.
Yes, they have.
So, yeah, it's very rough.
Very interesting. Now, with the major incident that happened with the slap, there were a lot of people who won Oscars and who broke boundaries that their nights were, in a way, ruined, or people are not talking about them as much as they should be because of what happened. So, Ariana DeBose, first openly queer woman of color to win an Oscar. Troy Kotsur, first deaf man to win an acting Oscar. And Coda is the first movie from a streaming service and the first movie to debut at Sundance to win Best Picture. Those are huge milestones. And, you know, they should be the ones being talked about. And there's this article on Vox.com. There are a couple other articles I saw that highlight it. But let's be honest. The main story being highlighted right now is the Will Smith Chris Rock story.
Yeah, and I also did see a little snippet of Jim Carrey being interviewed, and he also explained the same thing, that because of what happened, then all of these amazing actors and people who have done all of those firsts didn't get, you know, the recognition that they deserve, and they weren't the talk of the town when they should have been. So yeah, I can definitely see how this may make other actors and actresses feel upset or feel like they weren't, you know, given their flowers and told all the great work that they've done, because now everyone's like, oh yeah, Oscars, Chris Rock and Will Smith. Like, immediately, that's what their mind goes to.
Yeah, and speaking of Ariana DeBose, by the way, did you see the dress she was wearing?
She looked so beautiful. I love the red. I think that it definitely complimented her, and it was really pretty.
Yeah, I think that was probably my favorite outfit of the whole night. Do you have any favorites?
Yeah, so one of my favorites was actually Queen Latifah. She wore this really nice yellow dress. It had like this almost like a cape that kind of dragged down, but I just think the yellow on her skin tone looked really great. And Queen Latifah, she is so iconic. I love her. She radiates every single time. She's a beautiful woman. My also favorite outfit from the night, maybe a little biased because I love Megan Thee Stallion, but I definitely do love the blue dress that she wore with the ruffles on the sides. And she also had a big first at this Oscar night, and she was the first time like a rapper rapped and performed at the Oscars. So that was a huge win for her.
Her joining We Don't Talk About Bruno was the highlight of the night. It was my favorite part of the night. For me, I particularly loved Jada Pinkett Smith's outfit. It was a green dress, and it was very, very long. And, you know, the reason why it's maybe in my brain so much is because they kept showing pictures of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith after the incident. So,
yeah.
I think it's a really good dress.
Yeah, I like the color. I don't know if I personally would wear that, but I think it did look good on her, and I think she definitely rocked it for sure. And also, I did see a snippet of Tiffany Haddish. She was getting interviewed, and the interviewer said, oh, like, are we doing a costume change? And she was like, this is not a costume. And she went on to explain, like, this is what success looks like. She was wearing a green dress. It had, like, sparkles at the top, different shades of green. And it was kind of like a quick clapback at the interviewer, and she definitely looked great. She looked stunning. Her hair was really nice. She also has short hair, but she was rocking it. I think it looked great. The color, the green with her light blonde hair, I think it complemented it really, really nicely. And she also had a great, great stylist. And I love the, you know, open shoulders. It showcased like the top half. Really cute. But yeah, you know, despite the outfits that I did like, I'm not a fashion expert. I just want to preface that. But I didn't feel like majority of the outfits really said much. I was looking at different images on different articles, and I thought they were okay. The dresses were all right. You know, normal suit and tie, that's expected. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Noah? Did you think they could have done a little bit more with their outfit choices? Or,
you know, I'm not a fashion expert either, Olivia, but I would definitely rock Simu Liu's red suit. That was really, really cool. When he was presenting, it was sick. And it was definitely the standout outfit, at least for me. But overall, I agree, actually. I did not find that many standout outfits.
Yeah.
Other than the names we mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully next year.
It's always next year.
Yeah.
April Fool's Day is on Friday. And Wake the Giant is also happening on Sunday, April 10th, with Sal Vulcano from Impractical Jokers coming. So a lot of pranks, a lot of April Fools coming up soon. Olivia, any pranks you're proud of from your past?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not a big prankster, but I can remember when we were younger, my grandma, she's very scared of snakes, and my cousins and I decided we were going to play a little joke on her. And we had like these fake wooden snakes that we found. We were playing with them, and we decided we were gonna, you know, toss one her way to kind of scare her. She did get scared, and being the Mexican grandma that she is, she did kind of curse us out in Spanish. But it was funny, because it's my grandma, but it wasn't too bad. But I haven't done any pranks, like serious ones, ever. But maybe this will be the year I get somebody. Who knows?
The only prank that I can remember specifically is I was in my living room, and I brought a bottle of ketchup from the refrigerator. This is so bad. This is like not funny at all. I thought it was hilarious. It was like 8 years ago, 9 years ago. And I poured some ketchup like on my arm. And then I pretended to like fall. Like I made like a thumping noise, or I moved my couch or something. And then I fell down. And then I was like, I like started yelling. And then I think my mom came over and saw me. and then like realized right away that it was a prank and it didn't work at all. And she was like, why do you have ketchup on your arm? Right. I was like, I'm bleeding. And she was like, no.
No, I can see right through it.
Yeah. So it did not work out. Unfortunately, it failed. I have to, maybe I should try that again.
maybe we could do something else, you know?
Maybe. But also, I have a few memories of just going to, whether it was like Walmart or Target or a mall with my friends. And one of my friends always wanted to play Impractical Jokers. So he would always just come up with stuff to do. And we would all have to, you know, do exactly what they do on Impractical Jokers. And I think it goes to show how cool the idea is. And yeah. I know there's a lot of shows, a lot of movies, really cool ideas. But the idea of you getting together with your three closest friends and just going out there and doing pranks and having fun and getting paid to do it.
Right. You know, what kind of, that's a good job to do.
It's a great job, but it's also just such a great idea.
Yeah.
For a show.
Yeah. I remember watching Impractical Jokers on TV with my mom and other, like, I'll see little things on like Instagram and stuff of people, like, have you ever seen they're going down an escalator and they'll be having a pretending phone call and all the people around them will hear them saying like crazy stuff.
Yep.
Like, yeah, you know, I just blah, 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 did this crazy thing. And everyone's like, is this person seriously on the phone talking about this out loud? And you can just see their faces and everyone's just like dying of laughter or looking really concerned, but yeah, you know, they're just jokes, they're really funny, you know.
Yeah, I remember one Impractical Jokers thing that stands out is that maybe I relate to this a little more because I was on this, but in LA during one of the movie exhibits,
right,
I forgot which exactly it was, there's this train kind of train bus kind of thing that like a shuttle basically, and it goes through all of you know, different sets that they had for actual movies that they've done. So during one of the Impractical Jokers thing, one of the punishments was he kept having to pull the thing on top to make it stop.
Oh my gosh.
So
no.
it was like the most painful but most funny thing to watch because everyone else was so mad at him.
Right.
And he kept pulling it.
Like the emergency brake to stop the shuttle.
Exactly. And it was just so funny because every single time they asked him to do it, he was like, oh no.
Not again.
I don't want to.
Everyone's gonna look at me like I'm crazy.
Exactly. So he kept doing it and all like the parents kept yelling at him. And then eventually after like five or six times, the parents started like absolutely yelling at him and like a kid might have started crying. It was just so bad.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Remind me, do they like say at the end that this was like Impractical Jokers? Is that their bit?
They tell everyone.
Oh, okay.
They tell everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm always curious about though? I don't get how people don't recognize them more often, right? Like, they're so famous. If they did something, you know, with me or with any of my friends, we would recognize them immediately.
Immediately,
I wonder
right?
if there are videos of them doing Impractical Jokers. There has to be, and then they recognize
who it is before it even happens, you know? Yeah, that's a good question. And also, like, how do you pick who you're going to pull this prank on or, like, you know, just random.
It's probably a producer thing.
Okay.
I assume that the producer probably
decides
everything. Yeah.
Right. So on Sunday, April 10th, if you'd like to come see Sal Vulcano perform comedic stand-up performance, you can get your tickets. They did send it to our Quinnipiac emails, and they're going for $5 or $10.
All right. That'll do it for Cronversations. Thank you so much for listening. For Olivia Barrios-Johnson, I'm Noah Epstein. We'll catch you next time.